When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Warpath mops up. Ghost Machine creates scholarship working with the Kubert School. G.I. Joe gets $1 million on Kickstarter. This is Comic Book Club News for June 4, 2024. Incoming X-Men editor Tom Brevoort has once again taken to his newsletter to reveal some surprising behind-the-scenes stories about Marvel Comics. And this time, it's a pretty funny one that never saw the light of day. Specifically, the time X-Men character Warpath mopped instead of moped. Responding to a question about whether having artists and writers who don't speak English as a first language ever causes problems, Brevoort first answered seriously about how the publisher works around these issues. Translation software, and in extreme cases, help from native English speakers. And then he dropped this little tidbit. Said Brevoort, quote, "In terms of translation miscommunication, the one that I remember was back when Ed Brubaker was writing Uncanny X-Men. The team was in space, and Warpath was depressed and sad about something, and the scene called for him to be moping around the deck. But when the artwork for the page came in, Warpath had a water bucket and a mop, and he was cleaning the deck. The artist had mistranslated moping as mopping, but it all got fixed before anything saw print. I think I speak for everyone when I say, Marvel, release the mop cut." Ghost Machine, a co-op of writers and artists including Jeff Johns, Brian Hitch, and more, has announced a scholarship in conjunction with the Joe Kubert School, an institution that has trained hundreds of artists, including Ghost Machine's own Brad Anderson and Rob Lee. Anthony Marquez, president of the Joe Kubert School and former boothman for the Comic Book Club podcast, said, quote, "Not only has Ghost Machine established itself as a powerhouse in the comics industry, their dedication and belief in nurturing the next batch of incredible comic artists and writers aligns with our mission at the Joe Kubert School. The Ghost Machine Scholarship is not just an opportunity for one of our students, it's also a launching point for them to jumpstart their career and provides mentorship for all of the Joe Kubert School students. The new scholarship will cover full tuition and supplies for one third-year student at the school, and that one recipient will be selected before the 2024-2025 school year. In addition, Ghost Machine creators will guest lecture at the school on various topics. Good luck to whoever is the recipient of this scholarship." Hey, you know who doesn't need a scholarship? G.I. Joe! Skybound recently put a compendium of the G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero comic up on Kickstarter, and not only was it funded in under 48 hours, but it has made over $1 million. In fact, as of recording time, the Kickstarter is up over $1.6 million, which is almost enough to kickstart a real G.I. Joe, not just a trade collection. Because that's what this is for. 155 issues of the original Marvel run of G.I. Joe, collected in four volumes with a new slipcase cover. As originally reported by The Beat, the collection will either come in a blue Joe variety or red Cobra variety. And it has already unlocked several stretch goals with 22 days, again, as of taping, left to go. Seems like the real American hero are the folks putting out these comics everyone wants. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And I'll tell you what, I got a scholarship from a Ghost Machine once and it was terrifying. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.